Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Ted Robinson, and Ted, of course, is a Rotary Club member in Atlantic. Good morning to you, Ted.
Good morning, LaVon.
Ted, we want to talk about something new that's happening in the Rotary Club, and that's an award for an outstanding teacher. So let's first of all talk about kind of the basic reason you're doing this. I know that Rotary is really interested in education, supports education, but why have you decided to do this award?
I think we've chosen this award because education is one of the pillars of Rotary, and through this reward, we're trying to recognize outstanding educators in our public school system who exemplify the Rotary motto of service above self through their continuous dedication to students, parents, and really the larger community as well as the ardent practice of education.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's the basics. Now let's talk a bit about the nomination process, because I think it's really underway. What do we have to do to get people nominated?
So the nomination kits have been delivered to all of the principal's offices in the Atlantic school system, as well as the superintendent's office. Those were there November 1st. So the nomination packets can be picked up now, and then they are due back by February 1st.
So this is a good time to be working on this. I know we're into a busy holiday season, but also it may be a time when you're not at your job part of the time. And this would be a really good time to think about this. And you're telling me that it's not a really difficult nomination form.
It isn't. There's several packets to go through. It's going to involve more than just the primary nominator. They're going to have to engage with a couple other people that want to nominate the same teacher. But I think we've tried to design the nomination process to be thorough, so that we're choosing the correct individual and the most outstanding individual, but yet not make it so hard that it discouraged people from going through the nomination process. So yes.
And who might nominate? This isn't just somebody out of the superintendent's office that's going to nominate. You have a lot of people could do that. Probably a lot of us would qualify for your list of potential nominators for this award. And of course, all of this, as you said, is available at the school office. I'm thinking you're going to include some present school people.
That is correct. There's actually the nomination people can fall into three categories. So it can be a parent of a present student, a present student, a present teacher, a present school employee, the parent of a former student, a former student, a former teacher, and a former school employee. And again, this is all this information is in our nomination packet, so everybody can understand.
Okay. So now, you said the packets are available right now. When are they due?
They will be due on February 1st, and that's those are part of the instructions in the packet. They can either, there's an address for the packets to be sent to, or they can be delivered in person to that address, and it's will be delivered to myself.
Okay, because you're kind of chairing this committee. There is a committee that you're working on this in Rotary. Now let's talk a bit about when people nominate. What do they need to be thinking about? What are the criteria that they're going to be thinking about as they choose a person to nominate?
Okay, LaVon, there's five criteria that we're kind of going after. There's student engagement, classroom management, parent engagement, peer interaction, and community participation. And again, in the packet, those are explained more in detail, but that's kind of an overview of what we're looking for.
Okay. So if somebody's saying, well, there's somebody I'd really like to nominate, what you need to do is get the packet, because all that information is in there. And, of course, I'm guessing that you would be happy to visit with somebody. And who are your other committee members?
The other committee members on the steering committee that work with me are Jennifer Plum and Kate Olson. And I have received some phone calls already, so if anybody has some questions on the nomination packet or how the process works, they can give me a call at 243-3195.
Okay, so now we've kind of gone through the nomination, and folks need to be thinking about getting this nomination done. Next step after you've collected all of this is you're going to go through a selection process.
That is correct. So we'll go through, after we get the nomination packets in by February 1st, we will actually contact the teacher that was nominated, and we will be asking them to fill out a short I guess it's called the teacher nomination form, just a short form to kind of coincide with the information that's coming in from the people that nominated them. And then we are going to have people from the educational field that's outside of the Atlantic Community School District. We're going to bring them in to help with our selection process, and then involve business and service individuals from the community of Atlantic to help with the process as well.
Okay. So every teacher who is nominated will be requested to fill out one of these nomination forms.
That is correct. Again, it's not a lengthy form. It's just to get some information from them and then kind of have them verify or justify the information that was, submitted by the people that nominated them, and kind of match their thoughts up with the criteria in the process.
Okay, so we're nominating, we're selecting. Now, finally, you're going to select the award winner for this year. What happens then?
That is correct. So we will have the award winner will be chosen by May 1st, and then we are working with the Dr. Amstein in the Atlantic Community School District. They have in-service days in May, and there is an in-service day in May that involves the entire Atlantic Community School District. And so we would like to be able to present the award to that outstanding teacher in front of their peers, and then the day of that meeting, Rotary will sponsor a refreshment time after the meeting for all the teachers.
Yeah, a lot of celebrating, fun, and visiting going on. So this has been quite a process for you to go through. I mean, it seems like you've given a great deal of thought to all of this process, and so I'm hoping a lot of community people will say, "Oh yeah, there's somebody I really want to nominate." So the award is $3,000, and some other comments about that.
Yep. So the award's for $3,000. It's a cash award. The award may be used to maybe like enhance the resources of the teacher, maybe further the teacher's education, or for any other purpose, the selected teacher winner deems appropriate.
Mm-hmm. Well, in my personal opinion, any teacher who is that outstanding teacher is going to be doing that anyhow, because it's their life. They put so much into it on their own. So I think that will just sort of be a given. Now, we've talked about that this is a monetary award, which moves me on to where you get that money.
Okay. Absolutely. So So we have Atlantic Rotary Club has an annual Rotary auction, and we just held that here a week ago on the 16th of November. And so through the generous donations from everybody that attends that auction or that is a part of that auction, that's where the proceeds come from for this Atlantic Teachers Award.
And so the whole community, really, whoever comes to that auction, donates things and so on, is helping support this award, but helping support the many educational things that the local Rotary Club does. And I want to put in a little note about, I know that part of that recent auction money is going to bring the scary guy to Cass County. And hopefully you'll be hearing more about the scary guy and the work that he does. And it's a great project. I'm really on this, Ted. I'm all for this. So it's great that the community does support all this through your auction. And now, again, let's just remind folks, if they have any questions and picking up the form, how do they do that?
Okay. The packets can be picked up at any of the school principal's offices. They're also at the superintendent's offices. They're due to myself by February 1st, and the mailing address or where they can drop them off is in the nomination packet.
Okay. We want to thank you very much, Ted Robinson, for telling us about the Rotary Club's Teacher Award. Until next time, here's a thought. The great teachers fill you up with hope and shower you with 1,000 reasons to embrace all aspects of life.